Hier an Daf, mit Seinem, mit Beis. Let us go over a little bit the Gemara, which we had learned. We had a member of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda had said that Shmini Regel Bifnei Atzmayhu, Shekishem Sheshiva Shemehachak Tunim Kolben Bishir Ubroche Veline, Avshmini ton korban b'shir u'brocha b'lina. So the Gemara, now let us go to the source. Rabbi Yehuda said that Shmini Atzeres needs lina, that the yontav Shmini Atzeres is machayiv, that a person is machayiv to sleep overnight in Yerushalayim. So the Gemara asks, Sova Rabbi Yehuda Shmini ton lina? Does Rabbi Yehuda hold that Shmini needs lina? Bohasanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Minayin lePesach Sheni she'ein ton lina. How do we know that Pesach Sheni does not need lina? Shenema ufaniso v'abeiker v'yolachta liyolecho. This is speaking about Pesach Rishon. Ufaniso v'abeiker means that one is mechuyev to wait till the first day chalamoid. V'yolachta liyolecho. And right afterwards it says, Uchsiv sheishe shomim teichol matzes. So Rabbi Yehuda makes a drosha, eshe ton shisha ton lina. The yom that there's afterwards, sheishe shomim teichol matzes, that means it's not only a one-day yontif, it's a seven-day yontif. So such a yontif, that is a din lina. Eshe einay ton shisha, einay ton lina. But something that's only a one-day affair, that's Pesach Sheni, so ain't it on line? Is lamute mai lav lamute nami shmini shalchak? So the Gemara says. So if Rabbi Yehuda said a drosha that in order to be mechuyev beline, we need a yontiv that there's sheishish yomim afterwards. It is not a yom mechidi. So lechayre hu adin shmini shalchak. Shmini shalchak also should not need lina. So how do you understand Rabbi Yehuda said before that shmini atzeres needs lina? So the Gemara says, loy limutei pesach sheni dechavosei. No, we're only memayit pesach sheni dechavosei. He says the pasuk is speaking about pesach rishon. And the Pesach Rishon we have a miut. He says dumya the Pesach Rishon that there's sheish yomim teichol matzis. So we're memayit Pesach Sheni, but other yomim teivim, even though there's also no sheish yomim afterwards, afal pikein there's a chiyav lin. It's only a miut on Pesach Sheni. Let us see what Rashi says. Minayin lePesach Sheni. Ha'omul litmeyim la'soysoy b'chodesh ha'sheni, she'enei ton lina b'Yerushalayim. That it doesn't need lina b'Yerushalayim. Ufaniso v'aboyke, v'somach lei sheishesh yomim. Pesach sheni, enei osa b'chomitz, elesh, there's no isa chomitz, elesh ha'ton matzo l'mitzveh, v'oichul chomitz miyad. There's no din, so a film Pesach Sheni Gufe, there's no Yisrach Hametz. So afterwards, there's no din of Sheishish Yom Teuchel Matzis. Hochi Garcina, my love, lemutei nam ishmini. The kivin de ene ele yontiv yochid, ene ton line. Loi lemutei Pesach Sheni de chavosei, ene memayit, ele Pesach Sheni levadoi. The be Pesach koi, u Pesach ko memayit. Avo shvuis ushmini atzeres, af al gav deloy isnahu zayin, even though there's no zayin over there, is af al gav leisnahu zayin yomim ton lina. I'm very unclear in this Indian. We had explained yesterday in Teisvis that in Teisvis Daf Mem Zayinim at Aleph that Be'emesin there are two dvorim which are mechayev lina. There's one inyan that a yontiv is mechayev lina. Hakel this pasuk of anisa vaboike volachta leyolecha. So the pasuk is coming to tell us that a yontiv rishin is mechayev lina birushalayim. Yontiv rishin is mechayev lina. Not alstak chobes hakobim. Hakel taisvus est. Typically, you have to be makriv shalmi simcha. Taisvus says it could be speak, but he wasn't makriv shalmi simcha. So there was no akrovas akom, but he was in the yontif brought him to Yerushalayim. So the there's a din he's mechuyev belina. We learn out there's a hekesh sukkis to Pesach, so that the yontif rishon of sukkis is also mechayev lina birushalayim. This dinim yomim toivim a yid came to Yerushalayim with tzorich yontif. It was mechuyev to stay overnight. Now we have over here a shmini atzeres. There was a shayla shmini atzeres. Doesn't it need lina? So lachayr shmini atzeres also the yontiv brings him to Yerushalayim, and he needs lina. They're not al tzakov asakov. The same thing shvuas. Now Taisus brought down that there's another halacha. There's a loche that a person brought a korban in the middle of the year that also was mechayev belina. You also learn out from Ufaniso Baboiker that all korbanis, Taisus brings limudim, ainli ala elu bilvad, a korban behemim, na ala rabbis oifis, menoches, veitzim alavoino, shnem ufaniso korpinish atapoinim in haboiker veilich. So if a Havos Kolben brought him to Yerushalayim, that also was Mechayiv Belina. So we had two Mechayivim Belina, either the Yontif or the Kolben. Now, the Lechayre, when we're speaking about Pesach Sheni, so here I'm very unclear. What was the Havamina that a Pesach Sheni should be Mechayev Belina? Is it als the Shchites HaPesach B'Yom Yudalit? Is it Shchites HaPesach B'Yom Yudalit, that the Kolben is Mechayev Belina? Or is it the Yom Pesach Sheni, like Yom Yudalit brings him to Yerushalayim, so not al tzakroves hakol. Now, that's what I'm very unclear is, because the Gemara says, Pesach sheini dechavosei. Pesach sheini dechavosei, lechire by Pesach dechiv line, that he has to stay till the first day chalamoy, that is not al tzakolben he brought Pesach. That was al the yontav Pesach. The yontav is mechayev line. The yontav of Pesach is mechayev lina, when the yontav of Sukkot is mechayev, the kol Pesach, he brought erev Pesach. And Taisus asks the kasha, v'shteitzach the zachiyev lina out the yontav rishon, because he has to bring a korban. So Taisus says, no, it's bring, but he didn't bring a korban. So here the yontav alone is a mechayev of lina. The yontav brought him to Yerushalayim is a mechayev of lina. So memele, if the Gemara says, Pesach sheni dechevosei, so that means we're memayit Pesach Sheni, dafke Pesach Rishon, that is a sheish shemim, not a Pesach Sheni. L'chayre, it would seem that it's a miyit in the yontif, that the yom Pesach Sheni is not mechayiv belina. That's the chavosei. If the hakrovas hakolben is a mechayiv, so it's not the chavosei. The chiyev lina of Pesach Rishon is not alts the kolben. Taisvus said the chiyev lina of Pesach Rishon is alts that's a yoyim. That's a yoyim is mechayev lina. If he didn't bring a kolben, so lachayev it's the chavosei. So this Pesach is mechayev. This yontav of Pesach is mechayev. The yontav of Pesach sheni for the tameim is not mechayev. It would seem it's a psadin in the yom, and the Gemara is a pilpul. Let's also be memayit shmini atzeres. Let's also be memayit shvuas. So we see these are all dinim in the yom, that this yom should be mechay belina, should not be mechay belina. And also the whole inyan of sheish yomim, Kelt is also it's a type of a yom that has it's a 7 day affair. It's a 7 day yontif. So the first day yontif is mechayiv belina. Avul gav. I mean that's a shmini tzas av gav lis na yuzayin yomim. Even though it's not a 7 day affair to onlina. So it would seem lechayre that the yom of Pesach sheni is mechayiv belina, not that krovas akob. Now Taisvis and that Memzaina Med Aleph, Taisvis speaks about that a kolbin is mechayev beline. So Taisvis says, Taisvis brings a writer that kolbin is mechayev beline. Kol asvachim do me the Pesach. Ainly alad. Here it seems the Kolban Pesach is mechayev lin, which is also very shvel because the Kolban Pesach was there were makriv yudalit and the lin is leil tezayin. Ainly leilu bilvat menaim leRabbi is oifes and menachas veitzim alavoyna shneim afnisa kolpinish atapoyim and aboyka veilach. But Pesach sheni pligi tanoi bishmait nepeg mishayotame. The machloek is by Pesach Sheni, but Sifri Meforish time of the Mandiyom Matonli, no Dareyu Kaitzim Alavoyna. So it would seem that the Chiv of Pesach Sheni is out the Kolben. The Mandiyom who's Machayiv Lina, it's also like he brought a Kolben Aitzim Alavoyna. So he's Machuyiv Belina. And, because Tosis had asked Akasha, why didn't you have special Hekish to tell me that the first day Sukkot is Chayiv Belina, you bring a Kolben the first day Sukkot. So Taisa said, the Mashkach is Loi Maisi Kolben B'Yom Shabbat L'Yerushalayim. So Al-Kaponim from Taisa, it seems Sukkot, the Yom is Machayiv. And that's the Hekish Sukkot to Pesach. And here Taisa says, Pesach Sheini is Epis, the Kolben is Machayiv. So it's very unclear what, exactly what the Machayev of Lina is of Pesach Sheni. I mean, Shmini Atzeres and Shavuos Hazichar Tzadin in the Yom. Not all the Chiyuv Kol. Chachinami Mistavre. So the Gemara says that a Tzicha Mistavre that Rabbi Yehuda that had a drosha of that whenever there's Sheishis Yomim, never the Sheish Shomim, then there's a Chiyav Lina. When there's no Sheish Shomim, there's no Chiyav Lina. This is only a Miut in Pesach Sheni, and it is not a Miut in any other Inyan. That means, that's why Shemini Yetzeres Yehoz, this is a Chiyav Lina. This Nan, because we learned the Mishnah, HaBikurim Tu'unim Kolben V'Shir, when a person brought Bikurim, Yetzichid Avos HaKolben is Mechayiv, Abos Abikurim is Machayev Lina. Abikurim tunim kolben v'shir otnufe v'line. Man shamet lei da'oma otnufe. Ab Yehuda v'kom alto on line. And so we see that we see that Bikurim is Machayev Lina, even though Bikurim is only one day. And how do we know that Rabbi Yehuda is the one that's mechayev tnufe by Bikurim? The sign of Rabbi Yehuda Omer v'hinachtoi zu tnufe. It's kedai to say over. There are two psukim in Parshas Ki Sovei. It says, Uvosa lokeine shia b'yomi mehem, amarte le begatiyem l'ashem alekecha, ki vosa also shanish b'ashem la b'yisein de los eslonu, v'lokach akoyin atena miyadecho, v'hinichoy livnei mizbach Hashem alekecha. This is a loshen v'hinichoy. This is, he started the kriya ready, higati ayem l'ashem alekecha, and v'nichah v'lokach hakayim detenem yedecha v'nichah nemizbach Hashem alekech. Then he says the whole parsha Barami Oved Ovi. And after he ends this parsha, it says, Vatini Basis Reshis Priyadomash and Satari Hashem, Vihinachtoi, if Ne Hashem Alekecho, Vishtachabisel, if Ne Hashem Alekecho. So we have two Lashonis of Hanoche. It said, right before Banisa Marta says, Veloka Hakoina Telem Yedecho, Vihinichel, if Ne Mizbach Hashem Alekecho. Then Banisa Bamarta. Then it says, Vihinachtoi, and after the whole Kriya, it says, Vihinachtoi, Ne Hashem Alekecho, Vishtachabisel, if Ne Hashem Alekecho. So now, we'll come to Rabbi Yehuda's drosha. Man shamet lei da omar tnufa. Who is the one that holds you need tnufa by bikurim, Rabbi Yehuda? The komar ton line says that bikurim needs line. The sanye, Rabbi Yehuda oimer vihinachtoi zu tnufa. Ata oimer zu tnufa, oi einai ela hanocha mamish. Maybe means hanoch. Shu oimer vihinichoi. It said before, "V'lokach ha'koyin atena miyodecho v'inichel nevizbach Hashem oleikecho." So me'mele harei enoch omor. So it's put down already. Omani mekayim v'hinachtoi zu tnufim. So me'mele, so Rabbi Yehuda is the tane that holds that Bikurim needs tnufim. Let us see Rashi. Ochinami mistavre v'loi mamit Rabbi Yehuda elo pesach sheini l'chud. And not anything else. Pesach Sheni de Chavosei. Tounin Kolben, Lahavi Imoem Shlomim. Ubashas Yerushalmi Yalev. How do you know Bechlal you have to bring Shlomim? Bisamachta Bechol Hatoiv. It says, by Bikum Samachta Bechol Hatoiv, Ein Simcha Elo Shlomim. Dechsib is Zavachta Shlomim, Bechalta Bisamachta. That Achilles Shlomim brings Simcha. Vishir nami yalif lo mi bechola toiv ve'ein toiv elo shir v'avim ayoim remoisoi umau ashir amim chashem kidelisoni. How do we know that toiv goes on shir? Sarashi brings to mekeiros asil yifei koil umeitiv nagein. So by nigunus is a loshon of toiv ubesifri nami tanya bechola toiv ze hashir utnufa bikurim nitznufa lakami yalif lo. Velina hosem yalof lo fanisal baboika lamadish lopinish at the point of the yellow baboika. Man shan metai the omar tnufa le bikurim, that you need tnufa le bikurim, ab Yehuda kiddele kamo. The kama hoche tun in lina, and here he says, you need lina. Afogav the ain tun in shisha, even though it doesn't need shisha, so we see that the whole din of shisha of Rabbi Yehuda is only a meat in Pesach Sheni. The sanye de isle Rabbi Yehuda tnufa bebikurim, v'inachtoi zu tnufa. De beroisha parshenema v'lokach hakoyin atena miyodecho, v'inichil lifnei Hashem, u'beseifenema v'inachtoi. So if it's munach already, so what shall nochmo v'inachtoi? Michlal shechozor v'notloi v'lamanotloi litnufa. So akolchoch was put down again. V'nachta is so was put down again. So akolchoch was taken to make tnufa after the kriya. Zu anoche shemagid locho shemitzu lefnicha. That's the v'nicha is zu anoche shemagid locho shemitzu lefnicha lefnei amizbeir. V'achar kach itlu akahanim v'yichlu. Now it says, V'nachtoi nochamol, so it seems there was a tnufe that made, that she make another hanoche, because it was lifted up again to make tnufe. Let us see the Gemara further. So the Gemara says, what is the Raya? The Raya is, L'chayra, the only Tane that holds you need tnufe by Bikurim is Rabbi Yehuda. And so this Mishnah that says Abikurim Tunim Tnufa, this is Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda, and it says here you need leanness, you see claw, that even though there's no din of Sheish Hashemim by Bikurim, Afal Pikein, you need leanness. So the whole meat of Sheish Hashem is only a meat of Pesach Shein. So the Gemara says, it's not a Raya, Vidulme, maybe, this Baraisa that says, Bikurim needs tnufe and needs lina v'dilma Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Maybe this barais is going according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The sanya v'lokach akoyin hatena miyodecho limeid ala bikurim shetunim tnufe. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov v'lokach akoyin hatena miyodecho. Here Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov learned that the lekiches hakoyin was letzorech tnufe. My time at Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, osi yad yad mishlomim. Here it says, v'lokach koin etena miyodecho. Ksiv hoche, v'lokach koin etena miyodecho. Ksiv hosom, by the choze, the shoik, and the murim, it says, yodov tvi eno es ishe Hashem. He brought the chelev, that's oilul ishim. Is ma some mele, so we learn how to say Rishov. It says Yodecho, it says Yodav. Is ma kan koyin, just like over here, the lokach hakoyin hatenem Yodecho, so you have a koyin also involved. Af laholon koyin, so we learn that one limud, the Yodav to the Yenna, which is speaking about the Yad HaBailim, you need a koyin also, just like here you need a koyin, they also need a koyin. Uma loholon bailim, and just like over there you have the bailim, afkan bailim. So he also you have bailim. Even though lokach hakoyin hatenem yodecho, it means about that the bailim are also involved. And then it says over there it says kloy me tnufe by the chalovim. You made tnufe over there. So memela. So we learn out one from the other. That there's tnufe bebailim or bekoyin, tzai bebikurim, and tzai bishlomim. Okay, tzat. So how do you have a double tnufe? That both make the tnufe koyim and yichyode tachas, yad bebailim or main. That they both make tnufe. So memela, so what is the Gemara's dichui? So the Gemara is saying, you said, ochi nami mistavre. You wanted to prove that the miyut of Pesach Sheni that Yehuda says applies only to Pesach Sheni, not to anything else, because we see that Bikurim needs lina, even though it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda is the Tana that says that Bikurim needs tnufis. So Kochel, that's the Rabbi Yehuda is this Tana that says that needs lina also. So we see that Bikurim, even though there's no Sheish Shomim, it still needs lina. The Gemara, now that was Dachi Nami Mistabra, the Gemara says, no, could be, there's another time that holds Bikurim needs Tnufa. This is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So maybe it could be Rabbi Yehuda holds, that Bikurim do not need Lina. And the Tana of this Baraisa that says Bikurim needs Tnufa and Lina is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Let us see Rashi. Sagt Rashi. The Dilma he diktoni tnufe veline Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov the shmina leinami da omar tounin tnufe. He also holds bikurim needs tnufe. So he's the one that said you need lina. Avol ki Rabbi Yehuda loyme tukme. This le Rabbi Yehuda kol shein ton shi shein ton lina. Leitelu mehoche svara di doch. She can't prove it at afke Pesach de chavosi kamamai. What is the drosh of Rabbi Yehuda? It says by Shlomim Yodov Tviyenu Bebailim the Shlomim Ksiv Gabi Tnufe Ksiv Seife Lohonif Oisei Tnufe Makan Bebikurim Koyim Ksiv Lokach HaKoyim Tachas Yad HaBailim the Yad Koyim starts at the bottom. So Rashi explains it Bailim Oichzin Bisfas HaTene. The Bailim are holding by the corners, the top chelik of the basket. The koin is yodei tachas shulom. The koin is putting his hand underneath the bottom chelik of the basket. Hem aforish mesechus bikurim. Now let us see Tosfos. Habikurim tounim kolben shir tnufe veline. Now, the Peirei Gimel de Bikurim, Meforish, now, when was the Snufa made? So the Mishnah says, the Be'emtza HaKriya Oysa Tnufa. In the middle of the Kriya, that means he said he gathered to Hayoim, And then it says Lokach Hakoyin Etanim Udech V'Nichoyt, and then it says V'Nisa V'Amalta. So when he came to V'Nisa V'Amalta, then they made Tnufa in the middle of the Kriya. Isnan, it says in the Mishnah as follows: Higia LaRami Oyved Ovi Moirit HaSal Mikseifoy. So he takes off the sal from his shoulders. V'Oyrzoy B'Siv Soifso V'Koyim Iniach Yodoy Tachto U'Meinifoy. So the Mishnah Bikurim says that the Tnufa was before it was Koyre Arami Oyved Ovi. Nagavuche, this Mishnah goes Libid Rab Yehuda. It says, mentions Rab Yehuda Klo on this Mishnah. Aval bis Sifri mashme, de ike shtei tnufis. In Sifri, it would seem there are two tnufis. The Ktoni, it says in Sifri, v'inachtoi lifnei Hashem alekecho, melameid shetu'unim tnufa beis pomi. You need tnufa twice. Achas b'shas kriye. One b'shas kriye, that is like the Mishnah in Bikurim. Ba'achas b'shas ishtachavoye. That after the kriye, and then right before the Shtach Avoya he makes another Tanufa. But Hosom B'Sifri, now first let's figure out what the Makor of these two Tanufas are. But Hosom B'Sifri Dorash Beis Tanufas B'Dachsi V'Lokach Akoy Natena Miyodecha Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So the first Tanufa is the Sifri brings Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's drosha, and that's very good. That's taka before that emtsa hakriya. B'lokach ha'akoyin atena miyodecho. That's nufa. Then v'nisa v'amata rami yimedovi. Now, where did the Sifri get the second nufa? V'shemo, so the thesis is mitzadit, sovolo nami k'Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe the Sifri also holds like Rabbi Yehuda, the Dorish Ochi v'hinachtoi zu tnufe. That v'hinachtoi means tnufe. And that's after the Kri, Alochi boy, based tnufes. The Volok Arakoyim be'emtsa Kriyaksi. So that's, we know, in the middle of the Kriya, before you say Rami David Ovi, you have to make a tnufe. V'chiksi v'hinachti, Gabi yishtachavoy yiksi. Umashmalay loshin tnufe, and vinachta means, now the first one, lokachakoina tena, we know it means tnufe, because we have a gzeira shove. We learn that from Shlomo, this is beferish tnufe. Umashmalay loshin tnufe, according to Rabbi Yehuda, loshin lech nechei esa'om, minar belaz, so the loshin, vinachta is a loshin nechei, umayloch amevi. Imami with the Acha Anochas Koyin Siv Oid Hanochachita, or maybe a different raya. I mean, that it means Tnufa, because it says he put it down already. It says V'nichol Ne'ashem Leikecho. So why did Oid Hanochachita Lacha Kriya? Shmami Nod Lacha Anochas Koyin. Chozav Noitik De Lachze Lohonif Acha Kriya Dainu B'Shas Ishtachavoy. So Memele, so now we have a Sifri, and Tosfos is Mitzadid. But the two tnufis of the Sifri is a combination of the drosh of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that is the tnufa before Be'emtza Kriya, and there's a tnufa at the end of the Kriya, that's the drosh of Rabbi Yehuda. Praktosis avokosh, the perik basra de makis amrinin, man tane de poligalate Rabbi Yehuda, the mobbing's down Rabbi Yehuda, that he holds in the tnufa. Who is the Tana that's chaylik? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Menol, if a tachtois vis menolai de pligi, how do you know that there's a machlekes between these two? Dilme dorshi tovai, maybe say Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, say Rabbi Yehuda, hold both roshes. Rabbi Yehuda darshan van behinachtei, that's true, there's a tnufa after the kriya. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov darshan zo lokach hakoyin atena miyodecha, there's a tnufa be'emtza kriya. So how did the Gemara know that there's a machlokes? Dilme dorshi tovai k'maitana de sefri. Vahosa mashmen from the Gemara Makis Vaisnes, Rabbeleza Maisele, be nachte loyme da noche makeves be. The Gemara says, Vakel, since Rabbeleza Vanyakev is choylik and Rabbi Yehudis, what does he do be nachte? So be nachte, be nicho, is it a shana kos of lakim that a noche is makim. Ad, you know? Vishemo, so Taisvis says, Midaloy Maisi kolchad droshe de chavre mechlaudaloy svirele. That means, if in Yesod, both droshes are droshes miskomis, so why did Rabbi Yehuda bring one droshe in the Vinachta, and why did Rabbi Yehuda bring the droshe v'lokach ha-koin? I mean, if both are maskim, so let them mention the other droshe also. So Vaistachois, that each one holds, no, this is the droshe. And the Tana of the Sefri, God, that's a third Tana, he holds both of them. But that's not Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and that's not Rabbi Yehuda. This is the third Tana that holds both Roshes. Fine. But now, Taisa says, Omiyu Kosha. Rabbi Yehuda dorish tnufe mevihinachtoi. Rabbi Yehuda darshan tnufe mevihinachtoi. Efilo hochi muki lo b'shas kri. He says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Vihinachtoi is Bishas Kriya. That means it is, even though Vihinachtoi is written at the end of the Parsha, Afalpikain it's Bishas Kriya. Kedisnan Peiri Gimel de Bikurim, because that's Peiri Gimel de Bikurim Mishnah of which Toises had brought down. The Mishnah says that you may Tnufa Be'emtza HaKriya, and that Mishnah goes according to, it mentions called Rabbi Yehuda. So Lechayre, now we have a problem. If Rabbi Yehuda darshens from Vehinachtoi, which is the safe of the Parsha, so how do you know Bechlal that you make the Tnufe Be'emtza HaKriya? So Taisis wants to take care of that problem also. The Lechayre Bukhlo Beshaski, Snap HaGimel de Bekure, Mishim de Vehinichoi Kamo Gabi Kriyeksiv. Because the first Vinichai is by the Kriya. So Taisus is very unclear. So Mayim Shmitleitza Al Sinai. The first Vinichai is speaking about Hanoche. That's what it says in Agamor. The Vinachte means Tenufa. So how do you know that the Vinichai came? How do you know that there has to be Tenufa Be'emtza Kriya? The Oitzer brings down, the Ritven Makkah says that, we have this problem. Rabbi Yehuda holds klal that the Tnufa was Be'emtza HaKriya. So he wants to say, Vehinachtoi means, Ukvar Heinichoi, not Vinachtoi now. Ukvar Heinichoi, and Heinichoi means Tnufa. So somehow, we learn now from the first Vehinichoi, since we know now Vihinachtoi means Tnufa, so we translate the Vihinachtoi, the Tnufa of Vihinachtoi, Kva Vihinachtoi, there was already a Tnufa before, and this Tnufa was, the Mokim where it says Vihinichoi. So what's the that's the Makir of Rabbi Yehuda. But now, so we have to understand, so Taisus is asking Yakasha. So Taisus is asking, so now we have a problem in the Sefri. I mean, still now, Taisus understood the Sefri. There's two droshes. It's a drosh of Lokach HaKoyin HaTenem Yodecho. That's one drosh. And that comes to tell us you need Tnufe, the Lokach HaKoyin is coming to tell us you need Tnufe Be'em Tzakri, and then there's the Hinachtoi that's telling us you need Tnufe at the end of the Kri. But now, and so the Sefri holds like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda, and theoretically you can hold them both. But now Taisus had a problem. Taisus had, that would be very good if according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Tnufe was at the end of the Kri. So the Sefri holds both, is that Tnufe Be'em Tzakri and the Tnufe at the end of the Kri. But since that Rabbi Yehuda personally holds that the Tnufa was Be'emtza Kriya, so koch you have to teach Vihinachtoi does not mean now you make Tnufa. Vihinachtoi means you made before Tnufa. So now, if the Sefri darshes v'lokach ha-koin ha-tenem yedecho, the before the Sefri is a different Roshe. V'lokach ha-koin ha-tenem yedecho means that Be'emtza Kriya you make Tnufa from v'lokach ha-koin. So how does the Ksefri know a second tnufa afterwards if the whole drosha of a hinachtoi, which we know of, is also going on before? We have already a pasuk on before. So how does the Ksefri know there's a tnufa after the kri? That is tois viskash. Lekach nire. So therefore Taisus says, so now Taisus falls off from the whole shtick to what Taisus said before. The Ksefri dorish tnufa. What the Sefri held, so could be take vinachtoi means, like the Ritva, before they made tnufa. The vinachtoi means before they made tnufa. The kvar made tnufa from before. But since the ishtachavoya is written by this vinachtoi, so Memelo were makish, so since Vinachtoi is speaking about Tnufa, even though that doesn't mean you make now Tnufa, but you make a hekish that Bishas Ishtachavo, you also need Tnufa. Period. And Lechayre, this is a new Mechayev of Tnufa. Bekitza, we have over here, Taisus said we have here two shittas. We have the shittas of Sefri, that you make two tenufas. We have shittas Rabbi Yehuda and shittas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that you make one tenufa, and that tenufa is made b'emtza kriya. Va'oi tane shlishi, there's a third shittah. The last late tenufa klal. It doesn't hold the klal of tenufa. Kedemash me'oche, because the Gemara says, Man shamit the omat tnufa. Who is the time that the whole become needs tnufa? Rabbi Yehuda. Michlal, so weiss the chois that the rabbonon loiboy tnufa. Weiss the rabbonon hold you don't need tnufa. Klal, vutane per kolam aloch is boys matze, des nan hosn gab vi eilut to unais tnufa. So there it says all the things that need tnufa, and then it says, Habikurim kediv Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So vayis tachoyis, that it says over there, that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, you'll need tnufa by bikurim. So vayis is the tana of this Mishnah personally holds, you don't need tnufa by bikurim, only according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So this is a third tana. Shema minad l'rabbona leboi tnufa. Bechikoma b'makis man tana de polig leit Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Why did the Mokta say Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? Because this machloikis of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is a very small machloikis. Both of them hold you do need tenufa. The shalat had a troshes. Why didn't you bring down the tana b'chlal holds you don't need tenufa? Nechel elasuye tana de mashkech behedye. Akapanim, this tana we know his name. He's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Man tana de polig Rabbi Yehuda. The other town is a psazoi, it's a psashita, but we don't know clo exactly who it is. The oidia shloim, and now Taisus wants to say, the base atnufois lav davke. Now Taisus wants to say that could be, I'm not learning the correct pshat in the Sefri. Not that you make two tnufis the way Taisus understood till now. El olafi sheyesh bikurim she'ein tu'unim kriya. There are certain bikurim, which is no chi of kriya. Kegoin min hachag va'ad hachanike, kedisnan perikam, the bikurim. That if you brought it from Sukkis to Hanike, there's no chiyuv kriya. Vekomar, so this is pshat Sefri, that tunim kriyim, those bikurim who need kriya, that means the bikurim which were brought from Shavuos till Sukkis, that is a din kriyim, meinif b'shas kriyim, so then there's a din tenufa b'shas kriyim. Bishain behem kriye, those bikurim, which is no din kriye, mainit bishas ishtachavoy. So could be there's no three shittas the way Taisus had said before. Koin miniach yodoi tachas yad habailim, who mainit. Now the pashtus of the loshen would seem that the koin is probably putting his hand directly underneath the hand of the bailim. He's touching the end of the Bailam. So this is lav davka koma tachas yad ha-Bailam mamish. Dim kein havi chetzitze bein ha-keli uvein ha-koyim. If there's a din tnuf of the koyim, that the koyim has to lift up the keli, so l'chayre, it is the yad ha-Bailam is chetzitz. ובסויף שתי מידויס מסכינון, גבי ביילם חברים, לינפו כולו בהדי הדודי, let them all lift up together, הדי חציצה. So it says that the ביילם cannot lift up together because each one's hand is חייצץ בפני the other one's hand. So we see there's a psul chatzitza by tenufa. So what is pshat? Koyim inich yodoy tachas yad abaylam meini. Elokidis nan pekim ol de bikurim. Gabi sal she bikurim. Oich soy besif soy. So the baylam holds it by the edge, the top edge of the sal. Koyim inich yodoy tachtov. And the koyim puts his hand on the bottom of the sal. It is underneath the Yad HaBailam. The Yad HaBailam is by the edge of the sal, and there underneath the bottom of the sal. The Bailam Chaverim Perishon Bekuntris. The Petnufes HaKoyin. Rashi is the Kasha. There it seems is a Psul Chetzitze. And so why, how does it work by the Koyim? The Bezkele, Ich Bislon Im Yesh Bo Chatzitze, the Ike Tenufe Be Bailem, this is the Ike Tenufe. So Memele, as long as there's no Chatzitze, by the Bailem, the one mentions is a Psul Chatzitze. But by the Koyim, that's not the Ike Tenufe, so Memele, there's no Psul Chatzitze. But Teime, so Tosis asks on Rashi, Min No Leho, how does Rashi know this? The Tavayik Siba, there's a Din Tenufes Bailem, there's a Din Tenufes Kahana. Sometimes you got to be pnufa de shlomim. Okay, said, koyim inich yodoy tachas yad abaylam amenik. Okay, said, oisim inich emurim al pisas hayad, chazei vishoik aleim. Now here we have a problem. Now, by this pnufa, bishloime, by bikurim, we have a sal that has a top edge, then has a bottom, so we can have koyim inich yodoy tachas yad abaylam. Masha'en came by the emurim, if the emurim themselves were lying on the hands of the bailim, so Mamela, how do you have that the kain menich yodav tachto? V'hoso metzino lemeima, sh'oiches ha'koyin be'emurim hayoitzim chutz lepises hayat. The kain is holding the emurim, which are jutting out from the hands of the Bailam. Ulafisha Bailam Lamaila Koma Tachas Yad Abailam. So the Oitza wants to bring up a pirish from someone that the Imurim were Tluyim Lamata. The Imurim did not jut out straight, that they hung over the pieces out of the Bailam. They went down. So the Chalik may be by the other things also, by the chaza also, it was tluyim lamata. So the chelik that was tali lamata, that the koyim held on to that, and the koyim was mainif. Ben tzoi, the bailam was mainif. So since the hands of the koyim were underneath, maybe not directly underneath, because on the sides it was underneath the hands of the Bailim, the Fisha Bailim, the Maila, comma, Tachasha, the Bailim, even though it wasn't directly underneath, because it was Tluyim Lamatos on the sides of the hands of the Bailim, but it was Lamaisa, the Bailim was Lamaila. So that's what Taisva says. Obirishalmi, the Saita, Mash Mikzas, the Hava Benegiya Mamish. Birishalmi and Saita, it would seem Take, the Yad HaKoyin touched the Yad HaBailim. Like Rashi seems to say, Gabi Tnufis Mincha Saita, the Por Birushalmi, Ein Hadova Kiyor, how could the Saita hold her Mincha and the Kohen should hold her hands underneath and they make Tnufis? It's Mechur. So the Yerushalmi says, Mevi Mapa. So you bring a Mapa, so that's Mapsik between the Yad HaKohen and the Yad HaYishe. Ve'ene chaitzitz, a map isn't good, I'll be a chetzitze. So the Yerushalmi says, mevi koyin zokin. So, ene chanamitake, you bring a koyin zokin, and koyin zokin, it's not mechur, he's, by him, there's no, den ganzen Mufke von der Pasch. Und dann die Yerushalmi says, auf viele Themen jellet, in jetzer Hore, Motsi lo Isoi Sho. Seems by that Sho, there was, die Nene Foschis an der Seite, it seems it was a very ernstes Mann, in jetzer Hore, Motsi. So, aber Kaponim from the Yerushalmi, it would seem that the gather of Tnufa was that Mamish, the hand of the Kohen was underneath the end of the Baal. I mean, it's in Lameima, Avabi Shazel Lamata Minakeli, Vizel Lamaila Minakeli, we could say, like we said by Bikurim, that the Isha, the Saita, was holding on the Svasa Keli, and the Kohen was holding on the Shalim the Keli. Pa'amim shenegim yodei b'yoda, abo vinisht vi, ayyidei shemis askim b'tnufe. So that was the problem of the Yerushalmi, that there'll be a negiye accidentally. That Yerushalmi answered, the psazoi yibing a kayin zokin, or in yitzahar emotzi lo yisho. Let us go further. Mayahavi alo. Now, going back to the previous sugya had a shayla if you make a shachyonu and shmini ateres. So, Rav Nachman Oma Oimrim, Zman, you make a shachyonu, b'shmini sholchag, Rav Sheishis Oma, ein Oimrim Zman, b'shmini sholchag, b'hilches Oimrim Zman, b'shmini sholchag. L'aloche, b'paskin, you do say a Zman. You do make a shachyonu. Tanya kebosti the Rav Nachman, you make a shechiyonu. We learned shmini regel b'fnei atzmei linyim pasar kesef. What is that? Tanya kebosti the Rav Nachman, shmini regel b'fnei atzmei linyim pasar kesef. It's a besondere regel regabi the six anyonim. Payis b'fnei atzmei, zman b'fnei atzmei, regel b'fnei atzmei, kolme b'fnei atzmei, shire b'fnei atzmei, broche b'fnei atzmei. Al Kaponim, we see in this paraisa, claw that you say Zman, Shmini Atzeres, and not in a raya to Rab Nachman. My have your Lord is Zman Bishmini. Pazar Kesef, Simen Huk of the Meforish Vosel. Payis Bifnei Atzmoy, Shebechol Pori Hachat, Vay Hoyu Matilim Payis, Eze Mishmo Yakrit. There was no pious, there was no goyro which mishma should be makri, which said, if he should be seido, you makri v'moison. At she kol chov dalad mishmoreish shoynois o mishal shoysben. That they had, the 24 mishmores had a chance to repeat the kabonis and go over a third time. Chutz mishtaim, there were two mishmores which did not have a opportunity to be mishalish. K'demrine b'cholu, so Mamela, that was in Sukkis. Upad Shmini Bitchile Mafaisin Olov. But Shmini, this was the Par Echod, so this was a Bezundra, there was a piece on it, which Mishma will be Zeiche to be Makim the Par of Shmini. Zman, Lavor Boyshech Yonu. Regel Bifnei Atzmoy, She'ein Yoishvin Besukkis. Kolb Malatzmoy, Shaini Keseida Pori Achag, Dimkein, Oyuboy Shisha Porim. Kubin Keseida, the Porim were Mismaitan Bohilchim, so Oishana Rabba was Shiva Porim, should be Shisha Porim. No, it's a Kolb Malatzmoy, this is no Shaychus, it's a new type of a Kolb, which is not a continuation of the Seida of the Pori Achag. Brocha Laatzmoy, Eshem Ashmini, Chayrat Rashi means, and benching and tefillim. But the septa mashma shemavolchen as hamelach. Lach yosinu lo brocha b'vnei atzmoy shenema b'yoy mashmini sholach as ha'om v'yevolchu as hamelach. Let us see Tosfos. Regel b'vnei atzmoy. So the first Tosfos brings the Rashi shadein yoishvim b'suke. Kol ben la'atzmoy she'eni b'sei da pori echad dim ken ha'yu b'y shisha porim. Brocha la'atzmoy. Eshem Shmini Chagatzeres hazeh. But the Sefta Mashmi Shemaborchen Es HaMelech Dachinami Dachi Garsinem Bo Baruch Alatzmi Shlema B'yem Shmini Shilach Hasom V'yivoch Es HaMelech. Kach Perish Bekontras. V'hashte Loi Havi Kehi Desanye Lael. We had a Baraisa Daf Mem Zayinem Adal. V'amrin and there we said Kishem Shechag Ton Shir Korben Brocha Velina, Kach Shmini Ton Kolben Shir, or Brocha Velina. That means, what's the problem? The previous Baraisa that said the Inyonim that Shmini Atzeres has, it says whatever Sukkah says, Shmini Atzeres says. So there it mentioned Lina, and here it, when it's speaking about what it's a regular from the Yatzim, it doesn't mention Lina. One problem. Another problem, Bracha over there cannot mean the Bracha LeMelech, because they didn't bench the Melech Chagasukis. Where Midame, Shmini Atzeres, the Chagasukis, just like the Chagasukis is a Bracha LeAtzmai, Shmini Atzeres is also a Bracha LeAtzmai. So it's very modern, you have two Baraisas, which are speaking about the characteristics of Shmini Atzeres, and they speak about different Inyonim. So therefore, Rabbi Netam Beforish, Broche Dehoche, Bicha Samoz Netzvillah, Uchad, that's the first Pshat in Rashi. That means you say, Yalav Yov, Yidei Sei Chagasukis, and then you say, Shmini Chagatzeres Hazeh. Yeah, the regel Bifnei Atzmei Linyin Sheton Line, that the regel that it needs Line. Here also we see that the Yontav is Mechayev the Line. So my male says, Mamish, Yena Baraisa. Benechananel Meforesh Le'inyin, that what it says, Regel Bifnei Atzmai, Rabbi Chananel says, speaking about Le'inyin, Sheyitche Aveilis, that Shmini Atzeres is Matcha Aveilis. Mishum Damrine Perik Basra Demoyet Kotten, Da Koyver Es Meisoy Shiva Yomim Koydem Aregel. If a person is Koyver Es Meisoy Shiva Yomim, that means he was Mekayim Avelis of Shiva, is botla mimenu gzera shloish. So the regel is mevatel shloish. Bezimnen deleke Shiva koidem le regel. Afilu hochi botla mimenu gzera slamet. How is that possible? Shum shmini atzeres. That means if let's say that there was less than 7 days before Sukkis, he became an oval, so there was no, he wasn't Mekayim, the Avelis of Shiva. Al Kaponim, so we'll see that Shmini Atzeres, so even though the Shiva ends, but Shmini Atzeres will be Mevatel, a chelik of the Shloish, and we'll see soon. When the Tam Atzma Yosef B'mayrev Shal Shmini Atzeres, he put in his Maravis, Kodesh Lelina, Shmini Atzeres is Kodesh Lelina, Ushloishim Yitrein Kasher Aveilem Yinochem. That the Al Kaponim, so this, that's Pshat and Regel Bifnei Atzmai. It's Kodesh Lelina, and it's Deiche Aveilus of Shloishim. Miu Yef Shaloimesh Yitre Legamri, it's not Deiche Legamri, it's not Mevatel Legamri Aveilus Shloishim, Lapeg Pasrim. The Mayit Kotnam Rinim, Yaim Echod Lifnei Hachak, if a person was Noyig one day Avelis Lifnei Hachak, Vechag Ushmini Shaloi, Areikan Esrim Ve'echod Yaim. That means as follows. If a person was Rahman Nitzlon on Oval, a day Erev Yontif, so when it becomes Yontif, so that day gets a Shivis of Shivas Yomim. Kilu, he was Mekayim 7 days of Elis. Now, we have here the Chag. So Chag is another 7 days. You have 7 days of Sukkis. Ushmini Shaloi, and then you have Shmini Atzeres. So the Shmini is also equivalent to 7 days of Chag. So Shmini also has a din of 7 days. Reikan Esrim Ve'echod Yoim. So that would have been a Hananel said that Shmini Atzeres is Deiche Shloishim, does not mean that there's no din Shloishim whatsoever. But Shmini Atzeres is Echshivis of Shivis Yemei Achag. And so Memele, so when you're counting Shloishim, you, in the Shloishim, the Erev Yontev is a din of Shiva, then you have Mame Shivis Yomim of Chagasukis, and then you have Shmini Atzeres, which is also equivalent to Shiva Shomim, so you have 21 days of Shloish. Birchas HaMelech Leboi LeMisne, Mishum Atzeres LeMisne, he wants to tell us, Tumye de Brocha Shal Zayin Yemei Achag. The Brocha of Zayin Yemei Achag is not Birchas HaMelech, so that's why he doesn't speak about that. Shir Shayimrim Mizmer Sholim. Now, Shir is the difference between Shmini Atzeres
And Shivish Meichag is the Shira Shmini Yetzeres. They said a complete mizmah. Hashem can be Shai Meichag Shlai Yomri Mizmah Sholem Elo Chet Sheheyem Chet Shelamocha. They only said partial capital. Kach Mafosh Ben Etam Lisa Beshuli Acholu. The Moisa Bo Simnin Humbehi. That's the simonim of the capital. They said Elel Perash Hashem Emrim Lam Natzeich Al Hashminis. That Yem Shmini, they said in the basic Nessus, they started who had in the basic Hamikdash, they also said, this was the Shira which was said, Shmini Atzeres. Let us see the Mishnah further. Ahalo v'hasimche shmoina. That, halo v'simche is 8 days. Keitzit, melamed shechayv odom v'halo, u'besimche, ובקובד יונטף האחן של חג, כשער כל ימי שחג. Now, it's very interesting. The Mishnah starts off with two inyonim. Ahalu והשמחה שמוינה. Good. So, talking about the זכיב, ליגמר הסלצי רשי, רשי זה השמחה, שלמי שמחה, ההלו, ליגמר בו יסהלו. So speaking about the two things which is a chiyuv all 8 days, ahalo v'asimcha shmeine. Keitzad melamed shechayv odom bahalo, he's chayv amiras halo, ubesimcha. Now the Mishnah is meisiv something which you didn't start with, ubekoved yontav achen shel chag, kishar kol yomei sachat. So all of a sudden we added a third thing, we added kovid. There's a din, kovid shabbos, Kovid Yomtev, Liktosh, the Rambam in Hilchis Yomtev, Perik Bov, says there's a mitzvah Kovid and Yomtev, Liktosh Hashem Mechubit. There's a din, Liktosh Hashem, Yomtev is called Mikroi Kodesh, so there's a din Mechubit, there's a din Kovid. Agav Urche, the Rambam in Perik Lamed, Hilchis Shabbos, Alocha Aleph, the Rambam explains what the inyan of kovid is by Shabbos. So the Rambam says, that's a kovid of yoreichetz before Shabbos. Then there's a din, the Rambam says, a person is mesatav betzitzis, and he's mamtin for the Shabbos. That's also a kovid. He waits till the Shabbos comes, he goes out on the Shabbos by Yikala, al kaponim, so that there's an inyan of Covid of being mechabed the Shabbos, and this applies by Yom Tov also. Likta Shashem mechubed, this goes on all mikroi kodesh. Now, so number one, so somehow the Mishnah started by halu besimche and when the Mishnah starts explaining she odom. Lamed shechayv odom bahalo besimcha bekovid. All of a sudden, we got into kovid yom tovos. That wouldn't be. It's also a shtickel ha'orev. It's very modern. Why we didn't speak about it? But so I have another ha'orev. Rabbi Kiveger in Shailos Hachuvis Simin Aleph and the Hashmotes. So Rabbi Kiveger is a whole pupil that if noshim are mechuyev. Noshim amechuyev in Achilas Pas Yontev. Kivek says Amir de Kechidish, and if a woman forgets Yaloviyove in Yontev, she does not have to bench over again because she's not mechuyev in Achilas Pas. Rabbi Kivegel says that because he says the chiyev, even though he brings a lachemishne, there's a machlokes of Noshim amechuyev besimche. Aylam mesamcham or the elona mechuyev besimcha. So he says the chiyev simcha is basa v'yayin. There's a hesped. There's a hesped. That's also the chiyev simcha. But there's no chiyev pas. Al simcha there's no chiyev pas. He says Shabbos is no chiyev simcha. There's a chiyev pas. So he says the chiyev pas derives from kovet. They should have a suda kavua. The chiyev pas is also kovet. So zutabek vega. So, could very well be that in Yom Tov Noshim Apotah from the mitzvah of Kovid, it's a mitzvah sesser, says Mangog. Shabbos Mislamad is Ocha Veshomer, but Al Kaponim Yom Tov he holds the Apotah, so if they got Yalav Yom, it's just what Kregel Aloche, they do not have to bench over again. Fine. And Rabbi Kivega Teich Dvorov in the Hashmotes explains, he says, I'll prove to you that Kovid and Simcha are two different things. So what's the Raya of Rabbi Kivega? So Rabbi Kivega says, let's look at the Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam Perek Vov Halacha Tesayin says there's a mitzvah of Kovid L'chol Yontif Shenema Likdash Hashem Mechubid V'chol Yontif Nema B'mikroi Kodesh. There's a Chiyiv Kovid on every yontif, because Likdash Hashem Mechubed, and every yontif is called Mikroi Kodesh. Halacha Yudzayin, he says, Shivas Yemei HaPesach, Ushmoines Yemei HaChak, Kulam Asurim Behespet V'taymes. So Rabbi Kivega has a diak. He says, that we learn out from Simcha. So he says, when the Rambam is speaking about Simcha, so the Rambam says, 7 days of Pesach, Shmoines Yemei HaChak, so he speaks about Chol HaMoed also. There's a Chiyuv Simcha Chol HaMoed also. When he spoke about Kovid, he speaks about Yontif. Yes, mitzvahs Kovid l'chol Yontif. Shenema l'gdash Hashem mechubed l'chol Yontif v'mikroi kodesh. So the Rabbi Kivega proves that Kovid and Simcha are two different things, because Kovid is only noig v'yontif, and Simcha is noig kol yomei sachak. It's right, it's two different things. Fine, that's what the Kivega said. So I had a shtikal diik in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Shechayev Odom Bahalu Uve Simche Uve Kovid Yonte Va'achen Shelchag Kishar Kol Yemoy Sachag. So Kol Yemoy Sachag L'chayre means all 7 days. And it would seem from the Rehitis Losh in our Mishnah that Yechayev Kovid Kishar Kol Yemoy Sachag, not the way Rabbi Kivega is Medayik from the Rambam. Beisach Nisht. Zogt die Gemara, Menohani Mili, that there's a din of Simche Shmeine, the Tana Rabbonu V'yisa Ach Someich L'Rabbis Leile Yontif Ha'ach. Oy Einei Elo Yontif Ha'rishin, maybe it's Elo Yontif Ha'rishin, Kshe Oyma Ach Cholak. So it says V'yisa Ach Someich, so it means only Yontif Ach, not Yontif Ha'rishin. Omar Rois L'Rabbis Leile Yontif Ha'ach, Lahitzi Leile Yontav Rishin, Marbani Leile Yontav Achrein, Sheyesh Simcha Lefono. That means, since there's a mitzvah Simcha all 7 days, so now the Ach is Marbis, so there's a continuation of Simcha Leil Shmini. Lahitzi Leile Yontav Rishin, Sheyesh Simcha Lefono. Look, Rashi. Minohani mili de shmini chai besimcha de leksiva behedya al beshivish meichag de leksiv chakasukis pasalacha besomach lebe samachta bichagecha. Ach samech bi par shadasa tasa ksiv zayin yamin tochei den vayis ach samech. La rabis lo yantav achin le simcha shalafonov de simcha which is before le koila lo im shiva sa yamin. She's bach, so what does that mean? She's bach shlomim bishvi kdei lecha leo shmini. Tahai The high so meyach lemayos, given the chsiv leel minei visamachta bechagechom. It says ready visamachta bechagechom. Hello, the rabbi simchas leel shmini. The given this rabbi leel yontav achren shu tofel, kavachoymer hayoim, yoim shmini, zichachai besimche, shu iker, shachai besimche, vishal leelis leitzriche ribuyi, The yom afilu leilus v'mashma ki the rabbin and gabi suke that it says the shiva shom teishvah v'suke teishvah shiva shomim which means yom v'luhud in leilus chiyitzach leleil yonte v'achin itzrich da'ini bechlar shiva v'al kochach leilis rabbi shu somuch l'shivas yomim dekro v'yisa'ach so this is a continuation of that simcha Yom Asi b'Kalvachayma, and Yom Shmini will end a Kalvachayma. Shmini shebeshlomim, hamizbochim b'chag asukis shismachu b'leil Shmini shen yochal akri b'leil. Oyein el rabbis leil yontev horishin, v'ashmini shetzach lizboich shlomim merav yontev l'simches leil horishin, l'binen zvicha b'sha simches, the Gemara says, no, it's mistaver, that we're marbe leil shmini, she simcha lefonov, amaitzni leil yontav rishin, she simcha lefonov.